My name is Trayshawn Pate. I'm 28 years old. My preferred pronouns are he, him, and his, and I am pansexual.
My name's Leslie McMurray. I'll be 59 for another month. My pronouns are she, her, and hers, and I identify as a lesbian. Now, society expects different things of men than it does of women. How have you adapted and wrapped your head around that?
I am actually still adapting. Because, I want to say it's been about 4 years now. And every day I realize that as a man, there are a lot of things that are expected of me that I had no idea. Like, I can't show too much emotion. I can't do hardly anything. Like, I mean, as a butch lesbian, I could, walk up to someone's kid and be like, oh, that's a really cute kid, and, pinch him on the cheeks or something. And now as a man, they're like, get away from my kid, man, you weirdo. It's really weird. And that also brings up a lot of other issues as far as, people being afraid of me now versus before.
I was going to ask crazy. That because a lot of America view black men as a threat of some kind. And so do you find people like crossing the street or kind of avoiding you?
Most definitely.
How'd that make you feel?
It makes me feel kind of bad, actually, not going to lie, because I'm a big teddy bear. If you know me, you know that I'm a teddy bear. And so for people to be so terrified of me and don't even know me, it really bothers me. And then it kind of puts myself in danger because people are so afraid that they automatically assume the worst and they're prepared for the worst. And I'm just like, dude, I'm just trying to go to the store, like it's not a big deal. I remember one time I was in Walmart, actually. I was buying like some toiletries and I forgot my wallet in my car. So I went and I was running towards my car to grab my wallet right quick because I told the lady I'd be right back. And as I was running out of the store, an actual Dallas police officer on duty got out of the car and told me to stop. Like, he pulled his weapon out and he was like,
oh,
stop.
God.
Like, what are you doing? He thought I just stole something. I was running out the store. Like, and that was, I think that turned into like an hour and a half. I had to sit there and go through all the stuff. They searched me several times. And I was just like, really? Like,
well, I can't even imagine, even if you did take something, what was worth shooting you over?
Right, right.
I mean, put the gun
exactly.
Away.
I am absolutely terrified. Like, to this day, if I see, police officers behind me, I call someone and I leave the line open and I let them know like, hey, I'm getting pulled over right now. This is where I'm at. This is what's going on. And it's absolutely ridiculous. But unfortunately it's where we're at, so how about you though? Like, how is it to go from, someone with a lot of privilege to go to, not as much?
It's been astounding. I think for one, I probably took it for granted. People ask, really a lot of inappropriate questions, but one of them is, so did that hurt? And my usual answer is, what hurt the most is the 30% pay cut that comes along with being a woman. When I was born, it was in 1958. They didn't even have sonograms. And so typically parents would pick a boy name and a girl name when the woman was pregnant. And so I asked my mom when I was 5 years old, I said, what were you going to name me if I was born a girl? And she said, we were going to name you Leslie. And that's where my name came from. So to me, that's always been my name. But there wasn't, obviously there was no internet in 1963 when I was 5 years old. But there was nothing really in the library. There was no National Geographic that had a transgender kid on it that I could go, that's what I feel like. Mm-hmm. There was no Orange is the New Black. There was no movies. There's no transgender person that I could look at and say, I feel that way. Yeah. None of my friends felt that way. The word transgender didn't even come into vogue until about 1972 when I was 14. So I didn't even have the vocabulary to express it. I just knew how I felt. And that made me feel like a freak. And I was scared to death to tell anybody. So I held all that in. For me, one of the most disappointing things, my fiance, we're getting married in September, and I'm really excited about that. But being out in public with her, I don't always feel safe holding her hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? And why is that?
It's because some people just don't like same-sex couples.
Yeah.
And
I can do that.
So it kind of breaks my heart that, she and I, neither one of us feel safe doing that. So we'll just, go to the store and just hang out as best friends or something. But, the public display of affection, and I'm a very affectionate kind of touchy person, But you know, to be safe, sometimes we just can't. Tell me about your family. Have they been supportive?
I would say they're coming around. Definitely. They're making really great strides to call me Trey, which means a lot to me because, you know, before.
What's your name?
Exactly. And before, you know, the narrative was, you know, I know what I gave birth to and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm actually really glad that they're coming around.
I'm glad.
Most definitely. How about you?
Yeah, my kids have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. My brother, he's an evangelical, and he won't talk to me because he thinks that if he says my name out loud, that it would offend God.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, you serve a weird God.
Right.
Because, dang. You know, I think he's got other stuff to worry about.
Exactly.
Rather than you saying my name. But I said, if you can't say my name, I guess we really can't have much of a conversation.
Right.
I'm fond of saying that even like me, we stand on the shoulders of giants. A lot of people have struggled really hard to try and lay some groundwork and make a better life for y'all. And there's people that are out there working really hard every day, and we're not going to stop. Because you deserve a better life. And I just think that if we can keep perpetuating that and just be kind and helpful and help the next person up, because you know it's hard, it's not easy. There's a lot of things that people don't know, they don't understand. We've kind of hinted at some of it, but you know, walking in those shoes and living that life, it's not easy.
Honestly, when I saw that you were older and I saw that you were white and a trans woman, I was like, you couldn't be further away from me. So I wasn't sure how the conversation was going to go. I didn't know if you would be asking like a whole bunch of weird invasive questions. I'm just really glad that it went really cool. I'm happy for that. And I'm glad that you are, you know, taking the time out to, you know, kind of drop some knowledge on me, and I can do the same for you as well.
Old school and new school and get along.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
We have a whole lot more. That I think really that's the thing to understand, is that sitting down talking, we have a whole lot more in common than
right.
we have differences.
Right.